on Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. We're here on Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph. That before the Ptira of Rabbeinu HaKodesh,
he said he wants to speak to the Chachmei Yisrael, and he told them a few inyonim. The first thing is Altis Peduni Ba'ayoris. Rashi explained it on Amid Aleph. There are kforim, there are villages, there are towns, there are krochim. And he told them, Altis Peduni Bayoris. Sovamino.
So the Chachma Yisrael were under the impression, Mishum Tirchahu Dekoma, that he wanted, what does Rashi say? Sovamino Mishum Tereyach, the Bnei Kforim, the Smichi Layoris. The Kforim, the Bnei Kforim are near the Ayores, and if they'll be maspid in the Ayores, so the Bnei Kforim will feel obligated to come, but also the mispidei. That's why he said, don't be maspid me in the Ayores. So to avoid the tirche, that the Bnei Kforim should not have to come to the hespit. Kiven de chozi de kosofti bekrochim bekosi kolaume. But lemaise after spetire, they saw that they were maspid in the krochim, which was far away from the kforim. Va'afal pikein bekosi kolaume. Everyone came. The bnei ayores came. The bnei kforim came. So then they realized, you can't say pshat. In the tzivui of Rabbeinu Kodesh was to avoid obligating the Bnei Kforim to come, because we see in the Krochim, they all came and it was much more difficult for them to come to the Krochim. Omru shma mino mishum yekoruhu dekoma. So, altis peduni elo bekrochim, not by yoris, means als Kvoida Teure, the Marsha explains. And he says a vote that, even though Chazal tell us, Mishemeis Rebbe Botla Novo, so he wants to say, could be that's also Nichlal, that when it came to his Misa, so his Anova also became Botla, and he was Teveya of Kvoida Teure. Now, it could be the reason is the Ian Yaakov is Ma'ira. We find the Gemara says in Kedushin that Talmud Chochem Shemochal al Kvoidei Kvoidei Mochel. It's Teira delay. So he says, but Lachem Isosa, he can't be Mochel. He doesn't explain exactly why. It could be the Kvoida Teira we are speaking about over here. And the Kvoida Teira we're speaking about, that a Talmud Chochem could be Moichel, could be it's two inyonim. That means to be mechabed the Talmud Chochem, a lebedike Talmud Chochem, a lebedike Sefer Teira. So could be there's an inyon of Teira delay. So it's an atzmius of him. It's his Teira, Teirosoi. So he's a bailim to be Moichel that. But I think here the cover that Teire is, just like the Gemara said in the second Perek, that Nitiloso Kinesinoso, I think the cover that Teire is, that they're misasif on the Nitilos HaTeire, that Teire was taken away from them. The loss that Klal Yisrael is suffering. So I'm just past it, his Mechil, it's not a cover to him. It's Klal Yisrael is showing how they're misabel on the loss that they're suffering. So that's covered our Torah. So for Kert, it's not kedai to make a hesped of 100 people in an ear. For Kert, you need a hesped to show how much the Gans Klal is misabel. Thousands of people should come. That's the covered our Torah. So the mine, what does Rashi say, Mishim Teirech, the Bnei Kvorm, the Smichel, Ayos, Vosel, Mispedek, Ibn Chosek, Aspedu, Bakochem, Kosi, Kul Alma, Mayos, Mekvorm, Shemikor, Hu, the Koma. He wanted Bedavke that it should be in a large area, it should be Nisrabe, Kvoida, Teirech. Hayeshivu, he said another thing. Hayeshivu yeshiva la'achesh lo'yishim yayim. They were maspid the first 30 days, but after the 30 days, you should be meishiv yeshiva. The yeshiva should start functioning. The le'adifne mi meishe rabbeinu. I'm not better than meishe rabbeinu. D'chsi vayivku bnei Yisrael es meishe bar v'ismoyev shloishim yayim. So the Gemara says, Tlos in Yoimin, the first 30 days after the Ptir of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Softim b'imome v'lelya. They were spayed them by day and by night. No yeshiva whatsoever. Mikan ve'ilach, Softu b'imome v'gorsi b'laylom, Aisoftu b'lelya v'gorsi b'imome. Then, Ad the softi treise yachi shate. Till they were maspid for 12 months. So they were hespedim the whole 12 months, but the hespedim were only either by yom or by laila. And there was a seder a yeshiva al kaponim either by yom or by laila. The marshoz moira, he attained that it shouldn't be better than Moshe Rabbeinu. By Moshe Rabbeinu, there was, it seems there were Mes'abel Shloishim Yoim, and by Rabbeinu Kodesh, they see that the Avelus was for 12 months. The Marsha says this, Klal Yisrael did this, that wasn't Al-Sis Tzivui. The Ein Eliyahu wants to say, as follows, he wants to say that by Moshe Rabbeinu, after the 30 days of Evel ended, so Klal Yisrael had a mitzvah of Kibush Haoretz, so Isaac b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, so that mitzvah's kibush patured them from Evel. But by Rabbeinu HaKodesh, there was no such mitzvah that patured them. So Memele, so therefore there was, it seems there's a din evil of Yud Beis Chodesh and Agodol Adoyer. There was no mitzvah to pater them, so that's why it was Nimshach, called Yud Beis Chodesh. Ahu Yoimed Ashkafte de Rebbe, the day that Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Nifter, Nafke baskole vaomro kol dahave bashkafte de Rebbe mezumenu lachayim olam habo. Whoever participated in the hespedim and the levaya of Rabbeinu HaKodesh is mezumenu lachayim olam habo. Ahu kaivis, there was a person by profession, he used to launder clothing. Kol yoyme hava osi kamei. Every day he used to come to Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Ahu yoyme lo yose. That day he didn't come. And he missed the levaya. Kivin de sham ochi so look le igres. He went up to the roof. Venofa la are. Umis yotsa sabasko va omro afu kaivis mezumenu lachai oilam habo. Before we explain this Gemara, let us just see Tosfos, Mezumen L'chai Olam Habo, Teima, V'aloi Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Habo, so here it says, Mezumen L'chai L'Olam Habo, U'pirish Horav Rav Meir, Kol Heichad Da'oma, Mezumen L'chai L'Olam Habo, Haynu B'loi Din U'B'loi Yisurim. That means this was a green light to Olam Habo. This was a once in a lifetime, and this was Mestomal's the schus of being maspid the Godel Hader. Dachs Medin Yaakov says In Medrash it says, Yitzchak Avinu was Teveya Yisurim. Yitzchak Avinu tained that a person will live on this world. He has a pekel of Averis. And then when he dies, is then his Midas Adin Mesucha Kenegdoi. He has some Memelos. They said a person should have Yisurim on this world. So Memela, when they'll come off Yenevelt, he has the Yisurim. A Gavurcha, they bring down the Goyin once said, was speaking with his Talmidim, so he said that the Midas Hadin Lamailo is the Murdik Doimek Hadin is Murdik Rois. Who knows, with our Torah and with our mitzvahs, we'd be able to be Oymed Keneged the Midas Hadin, the Oymed Hadin. There was a Talmud of the Goyin that heard this, and if the Goyin says, who knows, with our Torah and our mitzvahs, he was including himself, he heard this as he became, Ois Mensch, became sick. And the Goyin was Mevaka Choylem, and the Goyin asked him what brought about the sickness. He told him, I heard what the Rebbe said, I became sick. So he said, I didn't mention one thing, but with Yisurim, to bring down for the Chofetz Chaim and Chaimus Hadas, he said, Bishar Sha'odam Nifta Vanishama Ila Lamailo Shaitlam Eschuyoisa Vechayboisa. Ulam Hayisurim Achim Esakaf Leschus. Shekain Ayidei Hayisurim Niskapru Loi Harbe Meyavenoisa. Vuhunishar Becheska Sadik. Vusomeyach Umoidel Hashem Akoma Sha'ovaloi. That's Losid Lovoi. So the Inyakiv says that that's the Loshen of Tosfos. It comes out, the Medrash says, that Yitzchak Avinu tained, the Rebbein Shalom says, Dover Toif Tavata Mimchani Maschel, that that's why Yitzchak Avinu was a Sumim. But that means, in order to be Oymet Keneged the Oymet Adin, you need Yisurim. That's what that means that was the mezumin. He didn't have to have yisurim on this world, and there won't be a name kadin kenegdoi. It was a bazunder eschus of being mishtatev bespeidoi shel chochem that was brought to mezumin loilam abo. Now, this Kovis, we have to know, he wasn't a poshet Kovis. Maybe that was his profession. The Marsho Nedorim, Daf Mem Aleph, and the Ich Yosef, they bring down a Maisa with another Kovis, and they say this was the same Kovis. The Gemara in the Dorim Daf Mem Aleph relates, Rebbe have a goma plas esrei ape aloche. Rebbe had learned through maybe certain aloches or all aloches, he had 13 oifanim how to explain these aloches. Agmerei l'Rabchiyeh Zayin Minhoin. He taught Rabchiyeh, it seems, Rabchiyeh, he taught 7 Eifanim how to be Mevayar these Halachas. L'Soif Cholash Rebbe. In the end, Soif Yomov, maybe, Rabbeinu HaKodesh became weak. He forgot everything. He forgot all the 13 Eifanim that he was Omor to be Mechavan, to be masik, he forgot all 13 Eifanim. Ahadrei Rabchiyeh Kamei, Hanu Zayin Api Da'agmerei. So so Rabbi Chiya now taught Rabbeinu HaKodesh, those seven that he taught him. So he taught him, so he taught it to Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Veshita Ozdalohu, but the other six Eifanim, that's lost. Rabbi Chiya never learned it, and Rabbeinu HaKodesh forgot it. So the Gemara relates, Hava Ahu Kitzra, which is a Kovis, there was a kovis that used to come to Rebbe each day, and when Rebbe was learning, and Rebbe he was learning bepeh, so Rebbe was mevayer the Eifanim for himself, how to one can understand the halachas. So he used to come each day, and he heard them. So he knew all 13. So Rab Chiya came to this Kovis, and he learned the other six, which he never knew. And then Rab Chiya taught these six to Rebbe. Kat havachozi lei Rebbe lahu kitzro. When Rebbe saw this Kovis, omalei Rebbe ato osiso oisi ve'eschiyo. You created me. The Chol Melamed is Ben Chavei Reiteire Kilo Asoi. So these six Eifanim, which was taka loss from both of us, and you taught him and you, and he taught me. So Memele. So the Marsha says, could be this is the same Kovis. So Zamir Dixach used to come each day to Rebbe, and he was from the inner circle. He was able to be masig the 13 Eifanim that Rebbe was mevayer, and he missed the levayer. The Ben Yehuda says he didn't want to commit suicide. It wasn't such a tall roof. He wanted to be manish himself. He wanted to break his foot. And some amida connected me this, since he didn't go to the levaya, some amela, some kaponim, just like Nochem Ish Gamzu, he was mekabel onshim on the evorim, which were not mekayim, the mitzvah sedoke, how it should have been. So he also wanted to break his foot. That's why he jumped off the roof, and Neshamayim, they made that he should fall backwards, and he was nifta. Now, the Yosef brings down a mu'uyim dike medrash on Kehelet, a different maisa with this kovis. In Bechlal, a mu'uyim dike maisa that happened the day of the Levi of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Rab Nechemya b'shem Rab Muna Omar. This is in Kehelas Chabe Parshetes Ois Gimel. Mais and Nisim Nasu Boisei Hayoim. Mais and Nisim occurred. Erev Shabbos Hoya. Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Nifter Erev Shabbos. Biskanshun Kol Kiryoso Lahaspido the Rebbe. Laspeda the Rebbe. So from all over they came to be maspid Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Va'ashrunei biyutches knishte. They were maspid in 18 shuls. Va'ivlunei lebei she'orim. We'll see later in the Gemara, he lived in Bei She'orim. He wasn't Sipoiri. And because of his illness, he wasn't Sepoiri, and they brought him Erev Shabbos to Beis She'orim. Now, a lot of things we're speaking about that weren't, the Eifan HaNesiyah wasn't too fast, and the 18 Espedim also, Mestamen 18 Shuls also wasn't too, it was Erev Shabbos. V'tolo loin yoyme, the Rabbeinu Shlom made, that the sun did not go down, ad demote kol chad v'chad mi Yisrael lebeisoi, till each yid after the kvure, till he was able to go back home, umadlik loynes haner, v'tzoyle loydag, umamala loychovish shel mayim, at she'osa ha'achrein shebehem, the last ye did this, shokochamo. Then the sun went down. V'kora gever. And then right away, the sun went down, and then right away it was morning. So that was the Maisim. Shorin Mitzukit. So the whole Olam was Merdik Tzar. Oh, just not the Baruch Hashem, we made it, and then all of a sudden was Korah Gever, so they found that it was not, something's wrong someplace. Omrin Vei de Chalalin in Shabbat. So they were Mechal Shabbos. Yotzis Abaskal Va'omre Koshalei Nisatzel Bispeidel Sherebi Mezumen L'chai Olam Abo. Bar min katzro, tahavet hamom v'layosa. But in the Medrash Kehelas it says, the Koivis did not come, and the Yosef says, why didn't he come? Because he was afraid he'd be Mechal Shabbos. So that's why he didn't come, and it seems there was a tviya on him. There was a tviya of Ganz Klal Yisrael as Isaac, Dagle Chassid of Yishmael, the Rabbeinu Shleilam, will be Megan on the Deir, and that's how the Yosef says. But Al Kaponim, it's a Meirdik Emais what happened. Zok the Gemara weiter. Now, he told the Chachmei Yisrael a third thing. Shimon b'ni Chacham. Gamliel b'ni Nosi. Chanina b'chomo yeshev b'roish. So the Gemara asks, my comma. So then if Yosef explains, what's the kasha? My comma. So the kasha is, he said, Shimon b'ni Chacham. So he was the Chacham. So Pi Cheshben, he should become Rosh Yeshiva. And then he's Messiah, Chanine bar Choma Yeshev Barosh. So my comma. That's Pshat the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, Hochi comma. Afal Pi Sheshimon b'ni Chacham. Even though Shimon is a Chochem, Gamliel b'ni Nosi. That's the Hemshech. The Hemshech is that even though Shimon was a greater Chochem than Gamliel, but Gamliel should be the Nosi. Omar Levi Tzricha Lemeima. So Levi had a Taina. What you need, what's this whole shtick teure that Rabbeinu Kodesh is telling us? We'll see soon that there's a posik that the Bukhair is Memala Mokimoviv. So what's the Chiddish? The Chiddish is that even though he's a Chacham, but the Bukhair becomes Nosi. Yeah, goes to the Bukhair. Omar Rab Shimon Barebi, Tzricha Loch Lamata Losoch. That means he had to tell it for you, and it seems Levi limped. So he has to tell to you and you're limping. We'll try to explain this a little later. So it means like he had a tiny on the, what do you mean, why did he tell him? So the Gemara says, my kasha, like, what does Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe have a taina Levi? A krokoma. Levi's asking with a posik. Vesamamloche nosan liyahoyram ki hu habcher. So it seems that the malchus goes over to the bcher. So memela the nesiya should go over to Gamliel. So memela, why did Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe have a psataina on Levi? Efrektach gut? So the Gemara answers, Ahum memalamokim avoisav have. Yehoram was memalamokim avoisav. Ram Gamliel ain't memale mokim avoyisav Abba, but he wasn't memale mokim avoyisav. He wasn't equivalent to Rebbe. The Rebbe my time over tochi. Then it's takeshver. If lemaise that the tenai of schora that goes over is dependent of his memale mokim avoyisav. So what's takeshver? So my answer is Nahidane Mamala Mokim Avoisov Bechokhma Biras Khait Mamala Mokim Avoisov Ab. And Yiras Khat he was Mamala Mokim Avoisov, and he held the criteria for Nasiyas as Yiras Khat, not Chokhma. His Mamala, so that's why he was Mamala, that's why he was Mamana Gamliel to be the Nasi. That was Levi's kasha. He needed to tell you the Piseach he used to limp the Minibalma Levi Achve Kede Veitla. My kasha Leila Rab Shimon Berebi. That's me the Oma Tzichalameima. I think Rashi means it's like Dohod Omar Tzichalameima. That means Rab Shimon Berebi had a taina on Levi. What shot in your kasha Tzichalameima? Amai Tzriche. It's Taki. He's asking a good kasha. A kroksiv. The pasuk says that the bechir takes over the sror of the father. So the mother says, no. Ahu memali mokim avoyisav avakloy me'ein bochir b'choshu mimenu. He wasn't equivalent to the father. The Ein Eliyo wants to say that what he said, that he had a psatayin on Levi, and he brought in that he limps. So the Ein Eliyo wants to say that the Gemara says in Mesechtes Tainis, that Levi was hitiach dvorim klapi mailo. The Gemara relates a maise that Levi was geyser atainis, there was no rain. They fasted, they were mispalof, and still didn't rain. So Levi said, Rebbeinu Shloilom, Olisa v'yashavta b'morim, you went up to the Shamayim, v'in ato marachim al bonecho. Yeah, and the Shamayim, they don't need rain, but you're not marachim al bonecho. So the Gemara says, also mitra v'itla. That means, this drosha seems it brought rain, but it made that Levi was nenash, that he was limping because of this. So the Ein Eliyo wants to say it could be that Reb Shimon Berebi had a tiny tem tzricha lameima. What's the kasha? Shimon was a godel b'teire. Nivavs rein avot yik kvoid rabach kvoid shemaim. That means, so what's, why weren't you noches to the godless of Shimon and Torah, Abchir gets it. I mean, why didn't you take into consideration the godless and Torah that Shimon possessed? So Mamela, so he told him, for speaking like this, you limped one, so asking this kasha also is deserving of limping again, because it's itich dvom keneged kvayda Torah. Zog de Gemara weiter. Chanine ba'chome yeshev b'roish. Loi kibo rab Chanine. So Rabbein HaKodesh said that Chanine should become Rosh Yeshiva. Loi kibo rab Chanine shoy rab Efes godo mimenu shtei shonim umachze. Abephes was older, 2.5 years from him. No. So he didn't want to become Rosh Yeshiva, Begoyrim Tzar to Rav Ephes. He's older. Yosef, Rav Ephes, Rabbi Ephes Bereshe. So Rabbi Ephes was Rosh Yeshiva. V'Yosef, Rav Chanina Avroi. And Rav Chanina sat outside. He didn't go into the yeshiva. To be a Talmud from Rav Ephes was also not Lefi Kvoidoi. So he didn't go into the yeshiva. So he learned outside of the yeshiva. But also lady. Now, Rav Chanina was learning outside without a chavrusa. Levi saw Rav Chanina. V'yosef gabe. They learned together. A good chavrusa, I mean, Rav Chanina. Noch nafshei de Rabbi Ephes. Rav Ephes was nifter. V'yosef Rav Chanina bereishe. Then Rav Chanina became Rosh Yeshiva. Now Levi lost his chavrusa. Because of Bovel, so he went in Golos. He left Eretz Yisrael. He went to Bovel. Behind this is a meisen mesechta Shabbos. Tomri le l'Rav. Gavre Rabbe ikla l'Nerdoi. Gavre Rabbe came to Nerdoi. Umitla, he limps, v'dorish, and he said, adroshe, klila shori, that even though a woman is not permitted to wear tachshitim on Shabbos, zeire, she might go and take them off and show them to people and she'll carry them. But klila was a very expensive tachshit, and only Noshim Chshuveis wore this Kalila, and the Isha Chshuva won't take it off to show off. It's not Lefi Kvoido, so Mamela Kalila Shori. Oma, so Rav said, if Levi came to Bovel, so he figured out what happened already. Shma Mino Noch Nabshe De Rabbi Ephes. Mustama Rab Ephes was Nifta, Vyosiv Rab Khanina Bereshe, Lehabla Levi Inish Lamesiv Gabe, Vikoso. That's why he came. Mustama, that's Pshat. That's Pshat. Why did he come all of a sudden left Eretz Yisrael? Mustama, that's what happened. Frekte Gemore, Ve'eime Rab Khanina Noch Nafshe. How does Rab know that that's what happened? All we know is that Levi lost his chavrusa. So maybe the mice was like this. Rab Chanina was nifter. Rab Ephes kedi Yosef Yosef. Vahavle Levi inish lemesiv gabei. Because he lost the chavrusa. So Mamel, that's he came to Bobo. What's the raya that Rab Ephes was nifter? Rab Chanina became Rosh Yeshiva. Maybe Rab Chanina was nifter. So the Gemara says, "Iboy yisayim a Levi leRab Ephes meichef hafakayef." If Rab Ephes would have been alive, he would have gone into the yeshiva. He would become a chilek of the yeshiva. He was nichna to Rab Ephes. So the Masho explains, "Amirdeke Masho." Masho explains, really, in the beginning, when Rab Ephes became Rosh Yeshiva, Levi would have gone into the yeshiva. He was nichna to Rab Ephes. But l'chvoidoi shal Rab Chanina, so he learned with Rab Chanina outside of the yeshiva. But that's pshat. But if Rab Chanina would have been nifte, Yitzchak would have gone into the yeshiva. So kolchoch the ma'aser was faker. V'af al pikein, the Masho brings down a Gemara in Broches. The Gemara in Broches says that Shmuel had an opportunity to speak to the Neshomes, the Chayov, and he saw that Levi was sitting outside of the Masifta Derikia. And he asked Levi, why didn't you go into the Masifta? Gemar Brochas Av Yitchesam at base. So he told them, they don't let me go in. because all those years I didn't go into the Mesifte, Abefes had Chalishas Hadas. So my male demanded me here. So I have to stay outside of the Mesifte Dorikia till Azman Mugbul will pass by. So Amir de Kezach, even though Levi did this likvoidoi shel Rab Chanine, but he shouldn't have done this. That's one way to understand how Rab was able to figure out what had occurred. Viboyiseime, I'll tell you another way. Kiven the Omar, since Rabbi said, Kiven the Omar Rabbi, Chanina Bachome Yeshev Baroish, Loisagi de Loimolach, Tachsiv, Bohu Betzadikim, Batigza, Oima Vayokamach. Rabbeinu HaKodesh that he's going to be Rosh Yeshiva is he has to be Rosh Yeshiva. It can't be that Rab Chanina was Nifta and it wasn't Niskayim the Tzivui of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Let us see Rashi. Yosef Rab Chanina Avroi Chutz L'Beis HaMedrash Lehoye Nichfaf L'Rab Efes. He felt he wasn't a Talmud to be Nichna to Rav Efes. Because of the Bovel, Levi came to Bovel, Kli L'Shori Lotzis Bo B'Shabbos, my time, Mandar Ke L'Meifach B'Klila, who goes out wearing a Klila, Ishe Chashuva, Ishe Chashuva Lo Yishalfa, U'Machvayu B'Perik V'Mai Ishe Yoitza. So the Gemara says, if Rab Chanina was Nifter, so Levi would have gone into the yeshiva, Meichef Havakayef Leitzichel Ben Nichna Koidim Sheyiglam Im Koinai. Abel Rab Chanina Leikayef, he was a chaver of Rab Chanina, he would be a Talmud of Rab Chanina. Frag the Gemara, Vahavi Rabchia. So now the Gemara is asking, we're speaking about, Rabbeinu HaKodesh was looking for a Rosh Yeshiva. He said Chanina, and there was Rav Efes. Rabchia was around. Why wasn't he Mamana Rabchia? So the Gemara says, Noch Nafshe. Rabchia was Nifta before the Ptir of Rabbi. Fregt the Gemara, for Omar Rab Chia, Anire Isi, Kivrei Shal Rabbi, I saw the Oren of Rabbi, Verati, all of the Moitz. So you can't say that he was Nifta before Rab Chia, because he was Boiche, and the Oren of Rabbi. So Mo says, Epoch. Now, we have to be Geras Punkverkert. Rabbi said he saw the Oren of Rab Chia, and Beirati all of the Mois. Frag the Gemore, Ba'omar Rab Chia Oisei Hayoim Shemeis Rebbe Botlo Kedusha. Epoch. Not Rab Chia said this, no, Rebbe said this, when the day Rab Chia was Nifta was Botlo Kedusha. Let's see Rashi. Vahavi Rabchia was around. Ulemanye Rabbi Rosh Yeshiva, so Rabbi should make Rabchia Rosh Yeshiva. Kivrei Shal Rabbi, Aroine Shal Rabbi, Arati all of the Mois. Now let us see Tosfos. Oise Yom Shemeis Rebbe Botla Kedusha. This Memra Rab Chia said, Sheyekoyren Oisei Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So Memela, when Rebbe was Nifter, then the Darga of Kedusha was nostalgic by Klal Yisrael. Vohod Isanya Bishili Soita Mishemeis Rebbe Botla Anove V'yire Yeshleim HaKedusha Bechlal. There was also bottle for how these things bring Lidei Kedusha. But when Rabbi was Nifter, so Kedusha was also Nifter. It was Nistalik. Now, this is a Yisaidistik Rab Chaim Koin. Ilmole Hoyisi, if I would have been alive, Kshenifta Rabbeinu Tam, Hoyisi Metamoloi, I'd be Metamotel Rabbeinu Tam. Dai botlo kedusha de koma hocha einu kedushas kohune. Kedushas kohune was botl. Vechein muchach, not the first pshat botlo kedusha, mi de koma oisoi hayoim. Oisoi hayoim shemeis rabbi botlo kedusha. So if you'll tell me the my pshat, that day they were permitted to be metame, to Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So I said, Oisei Hayoim, but there's no Gdini Kedushas Kune, the Kahanim were Metama themselves. But if you say, but Mishemeis Rebbe Botla Kedusha, so not Oisei Hayoim Botla Kedusha. V'chein Muchach, Midekoma Oisei Hayoim, Mashma Oisei Hayoim Davke Vesuloi. Ubehed yo omra birishalmi de meseches broches bepeg mi shemeisoi, der shemeis rebi omru ein kohuna hayoim. There's no kohuna yem, so that's a taish botla kedusha. There's no kedusha. Beinira le rebi, de chemedume le rebi held that irishalmi dosamai betumes beisa prasta rabono. I said, but lakuna means lagabi tumma de rabon abo, tumma de rais eloi. Now, Gavulche, I saw upon the Miyofis, Parshas Chukas, the Ponim Yofis says, what is Pshat in Rab Chaim Koyin? So he says that Rab Chaim Koyin held as he brings a Ramban. The Ramban says that someone who's mace b'neshike is not tumas mace. And Mistama Rab Chaim Koyin held that Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbi, they were people that were mace b'neshike. Lemaise, he doesn't like this pshat. The Ponim Yofis, yes, Akasha, we see Chazal Klara Shaila Fatome Mace is Mutter and Machlo Levius, the more brings that Moshe Rabbeinu bought Afila Mace Atzma is Mutter by Machlo Levius, Moshe Rabbeinu bought in Atzma's Yosef. So, Ponim Yofi says, Yosef Atzadik is Echid given, stomach just as big as Rabbeinu HaKodesh, so if Rabbeinu HaKodesh was meis ben Neshike, so Lecher Yosef HaTzadik also should have been meis ben Neshike. The Itz Yosef and the Inyake brings down, he brings from the Ritva, I don't know, I didn't see in the Ritva, he says, others want to say pshat, that what bot lakuna is because he was Nossi. When a Nossi dies, hakel metamin, that seems that's Lefi Kvoidoi, so that's how much he needs. Everyone is metama for nos. So the Yosef wants to say a very, he brings it from the Ritva, I don't see this, but he wants to say a very geschmacke pshat. The Gemara asked Akasha, why wasn't Rabbeinu HaKodesh Meman HaRabchiyah to be Rosh Yeshiva? So the Gemara says, Rabchiyah was Nifter already. So the Gemara asks, we see that Rab Chiya was Boicha al Aroine. No, it's the other way around. Rabbi was Boicha al Aroine Sher Rab Chiya. And the Gemara asks, Akasha, Rab Chiya said, Mishemeis Rabbi bot lo kedusha. No, the other way around. Mishemeis Rab Chiya, Rabbi said. So he wants to say, the Gemara knew of Eipach already, so why are you asking again? Noch Akasha, Eipach, noch Amo. So he says, the Makshin held that the reason Botla Kedusha was because he was a Nossi. So you can't say Epech. Rabchiya said when Rabbeinu HaKodesh died, so Botla Kedusha. Als the Nossi they were metam. You can't say Epech, Rabchiya wasn't a Nossi. So Moses says, Epech, no, not the time they were metam als Nossi, they were metam als Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen said. That Botla Kedusha als some tzaddikim and metam b'misoso. Vosanya. So Moses went another Bereise. Shechola Rebbe, Nichnas Rabchiya Etzloi, Matzoi Shuboiche. Rabchiya found that Rabbeinu HaKodesh is crying. Omalei Rebbe, Mibnei Ma Ato Boiche. Vosanya went in a Bereise, Meis Mitoich Aschoik, Semen Yofeloi. B'teich ha-b'chi, simen ra-loi. Foshim explain that before the p'tira of a tzaddik, they show him the schar he acquired, and he sees the schar, so he's merdik b'simche. If he's crying, pshat is they show him what he's in for, the onshim that he's going to have to go through. So Rabchi asked Akashi to Rebbe, why are you lama taboiche? Yeah, pon of lamailos emin yofaloi, pon of lamatos emin raloi, pon of klape yom semin yofaloi, klape yakaisel semin raloi, pon of yeroikim is pale semin raloi, pon of tzuhuvim, he has a color of adumim, semen yofaloi. Meis berev Shabbos, semen yofaloi, he comes right away lemenuche. There's no gehenim, there's no din on Shabbos. Pomeitzoi Shabbos, semen raloi. Meis berev yemekipurim, semen raloi. Pomeitzoi yemekipurim, semen yofaloi. Yom Kippur is, so he died after Kapporas Yom Kippurim is Lachmoyredik. Erev Yom Kippurim is, he died before the Kapporas Yom Kippurim. He wasn't Zoiche to the Kapporas of Yom Kippurim. The Rabbeinu Yonah says one of the reasons is a mitzvah to eat. Erev Yom Kippur is because a person waits a whole year for the Yom Kippur. That, like this by Chai Bilavan is Tshuva Toile and then Yom Kippur Mechaper. So we're waiting a whole year for the Yom Kippur. We're up to the Yom Kippur. So we make a Suda to show he's makir what a chet is and what, and the chshivas of Kaporas achet. So this is the Suda that we're up to the Yom Kippur. Nebuch, a person was nifta erev Yom Kippur, so he lost the whole Yom Kippur. I don't know if I think Rav Jungreis, Rav David Jungreis, Zecheinu Levroche, when he was in America, the Briske Rav was nifta Neretz Yisrael. And the Briske Rav was nifta erev Yom Kippurim. And the Rav David Jungreis was maspid the Briske Rav. I don't know exactly if he said this, but could be he said this. He told over a maise, the Briske Rav was nifta erev Yom Kippur, but there was a maise bebeisai shel harov a few days before. The Rav mentioned that, let's say for practical purposes, let us say that Yom Kippur was on a Chmeis, on a Wednesday, and the Briske Rav said, Tuesday is Yom Kippur. So the Bnei Bayis corrected him, they said, no, Wednesday is Yom Kippur. So he said, Wednesday is also Yom Kippur. That's what the Briske Rav said. So Rav Jungreis was Mevaya, that Klal Yisrael, Mises Tzadikim is Mechaper. So Tuesday was a Yom Kippur for Klal. Wednesday is not a Yom Kippur, but there's a Yom Kippur Tuesday also. So could be the Simen Yofe Loi, for he himself could be Taka, it would be better to Simen Ra Loi. For Klal Yisrael, it was better that he was Nifta Erev Yom Kippurim, so they had two Yom Kippurs. But Yene Yom Kippur, it is also Yom Kippur, but they had two Yom Kippurs. Meis Mechayli Me'ayin Simen Yofe Loi. So others say Pshat, that Chayli Me'ayim is a Chayli that's not Nitcha for Daitom. It's painful, but it's not. The Seichel is still there. So Me'ayla, that's also Simen Yofe Loi. They Sherubin Shal Tzadikim Misosim B'Chayli Me'ayim. Oma Loi Ano Atayre U'mitzvahs Kobachinam. So he says, I'm crying on the Torah mitzvahs. The Marsha says, Pshat, she is batlu mimeni. That's what he was crying. He's not crying on the loss of Lovoi. He's crying on Balchiyuve. Kaponim was benafshoi that he's, that's what the, so that Pchiyot of Keton, that he wasn't in Gansa Nifka mina mitzvahs. Agavurche and Eiris Agro, they bring down that before the Ptire of the Goyin, he was holding his tzitzis and he was crying. But how difficult it is to leave this world, that with such a mitzvah kale, one could be zoiche to yechse pnei shchine. Where could we find such a mitzvah of yene welt? But upon them, that's how the Gedolei HaTzadikim looked at Olam Hazeh. There are golden opportunities to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, and that was the B'chi of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. We see the greater the person was, the more he was able to be Machshev Mitzvahs, and not Fakert. I did so much, so Genug, Fakert. The more they did, the more they realized how choshev this is, and he was crying because of this. Iboy Yisayim Me'epech. Or maybe also the mice was fakert, Reb Chiya was crying, and Rebbe was mevakech oilom. Iboy Yisayim Me'loilom Lo'itepech. Reb Chiya osik b'mitzvahs haver. Reb Chiya was busy with mitzvahs, the Rebbe Sova Loi Afagrei. So Rebbe said, I won't stare him. See soon, Rabbi Chiyu was Isaac in Isaac be Marbetz Teire of Tashbar, of Tinekishol Beis Rabon. And after through Rabbi Chiyu, Loi Nishtakach Teire mi Yisrael. So he said, I don't want to be mevatlum from that mitzvah. Rosh Hashiva came to treffen another Rosh Hashiva, but that mitzvah, Zoy Choshev, the Matzniki Rabban Kechichovim Leilom Voa, the Malamdei Tenoikis, he was the Mabitzei Teure by Klal Yisrael of Hevel Shain Boichet. He's a bigger Rosh Hashiva doing what he's doing than the bigger Rosh Hashiva in my yeshiva. I don't want to be mevatlum from the mitzvah. V'hainu, and therefore we can understand the chiyave minzer Rab Chanina v'Rab Chiya. Omer lei Rab Chanina l'Rab Chiya b'hadid, when they were chaylik, they had differences of opinion. So Rab Chanina told Rab Chiya b'hadid di minzes. You chaylik with me, dim chas v'sholom nishtakra teirem Yisrael madar nolei mipilpuli. I could be, with my koyach ha-pilpul, I could be marzo teire. Omolei rabchia ano ovdi doloi mishtakra teirem Yisrael. You said you have a potential, you could be mahado teire. I made that teire should remain by Klal Yisrael. Daisino kisno, I took flax seeds, vishodyano, and I was a ray of them, And then when the linen flax grew, I made it into linen fibers, umegadlo nishbi. And then I went and made traps. Bitsaidno tavye. And I captured deer. And after I captured the deer, I shechted the deer. Umachilno bisro liyasmi. So I had meat. And the meat I was machol to yisaimim. Varichno, and I was mesakin from the oiris, megilto, mimashchei de tavye, and I was mesakin megilis from the oil, klofim, from the oil of the tzvi, of the deer. And then I wrote on these megilis, I wrote five chumoshim, aslikna lamoso de lesba mikri dardiki. I went to a city that there was no mikri dardiki, uchsivne chamishe chumshi lachamishe yenuki. I wrote five chumoshim for five small children, and each child he taught a chumish. Umasnina shita sidre leshita yenuki, and then he taught six storim, each seder he taught to a different child. L'chol chav v'chad omri le asni sidroch l'chavroch. And then whatever everyone had learned, he told them, teach it to your chavro. V'haynu da'oma rebi kama g'doylim ma'isechia. A great ma'isechia was Rizik. Oma le Reb Shimon b'rebi. So Reb Shimon Rabbeinu, a Kodesh's son, asked him, Afilo mimoch, it's greater than you. Rabbeinu, a Kodesh, who wrote Mishnayis, was Mesada Torah Shabalpe, Omalei in, yeah, Rabbi accomplished more than I accomplished. Omalei, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Afilo meyabe, Rabbi is maisim are greater than Rabbi Yosi's. I'm saying, for myself. Rabbi Yosi was greater than Rabbi, so Mamela, Rabbi Yosi zogach nisht. The question arises from Muyim de Kemaise, Rabbi Chiye wanted to, it was Marbetz Teure by Tenoike Shel Beis Rabo. And the Yisod Abotzes Teure came about that he wrote on the Megillus, five Chumoshim, and he taught it, but we see that Rab Chiya started, I mean, he did a whole bunch of pu'ulis, which would seem to us which were unnecessary. He went and planted flaxseed, and he made traps, and why do you have to do this? You go and you buy klofim and you write five chumoshim. The goyin says, they bring an eiris agro from the goyin, and them is in the same yisoid, it says in hachiv dova from the netziv. But the goyin says as follows, im hoyu boinim beis haknesses mitchile karoi, if a beis haknesses would be built properly, Hainu, what's called built properly, Sha'af ha'kardom she'choytif ha'eitzim ha'yo'ysa Yisrael b'machshov l'shem shemayim b'kavone, that the axe that they're chopping the wood for the shul, the axe was made, that with this axe they should be able to chop wood for a shul, lo'yhoyu mispalolim b'oysa beis ha'knesses b'machshov zore. Not they wouldn't talk in the shul. They wouldn't be mispalo b'machshav ezore. The kedushas hamokim is dependent on how great the hachone was in order to make this mokim. That what Rab Chiya was bekoyach, that lo nishtakach teure mi Yisrael, was because he started from the haschole l'shem mitzvah l'shem kedusha. V'hu shomar Rab Chiya kedei shloi tishtakach teure mi Yisrael hoi zerei gam apishton That's what the Goyin says. The Hilchot Dover says the same shot. Let us see Rashi. Berev Shabbos min Yofesh, Ikoneis Lemnucha Miyad, Meitzoyem Ekipurim Nimchlo Abinoiso, Vesemin Yofeloi, Le'afagrei, Le'avatlei Mimitzvahs. He's Isaac B'mitzvah, I won't stop. Shad Yayne Zarano, I planted, Megadalna Nishbi, Mekaleani Mechmeris, he made traps, nets, Uchdeimeloi, and Persa Nishbin Le'yonim. Betzaidno tavi tzviim, I captured deer. Ba'arichno megiloso, I was mesaken megilas. Mesaken ani klofim. Arichno loshen tikon. Kidoma besachesuke orich oiloy orich. Kloimim mesuken ayenim mesukim. Seife ere ezra namiksi ve'ervas malka loy orich lonu lemechs. It's not proper to see ervas malka. Loi tehei kadova hazeh b'Yisrael kloimer shloi oimal kadova zeh loyal. That I'll never say. Omalehen. Abayin HaKodesh said, Livni koten ani tzorich. I need my small son. My youngest son. Nichnes Rabbi Shimon Etzloi, Mosoloi Sidrei Chochma. He was the Chochem of the Bnei Rebbe. He gave him Sidrei Chochma. Omer lehen livni godol ani tzorich. I need my oldest son. Nichnes Rabbi Gamliel Etzloi. Mosoloi Seidel Nesiyus. Omer lehen bni noig Nesiyos Chaberomim. Zorik mori betalmidim. That means they should have an ema and a pachat from you. That's how the Nesiyas has to be. Eini, so the Gemara asks, Voksi, Vesire Hashem Yechabed, Vomar Marza Yeshofet Melech Yehude, Shoyeroye Talmud Chochem, O Yoimid Mikiso, Yemechabko, Yemenashko, Vekoyre Le Rebbe, Rebbe, Mori, Mori, So we see the Gewaldika Hachno Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda had to a Talmud Chochem. Near it says a Pzroik Morel, a Talmidim, that it should be with an Amen, a Pachad, and a Gewaldika Derech Eretz. So the Gemara answers, Leikash, Ho Betzine, Ho Befarhesye. Betzine, so then he could be mechabed and be machni himself to the Talmidei Chacham, but Faresia he has to have a front of Eima and Pachad out of the Kvoid Nesiyas. What does Rashi say? Noig Nesiyus Chaberom Ishta Yoshe Ben Agdoilem Zorik Mora Eima Shtei Amos Chaleim Betzine mechabed Kolechot Vechot Fereshia matalalem eime loidia nisiyusai. Tanya Rebbe mutal betzipoiri. Rebbe mutal Rashi says bechol yoi betzipoiri. Rebbe was lying in tzipoiri. Umekoyim kivrei muchanle bebeisha orim. And the cave was in beisha orim. So Gemara says, "Vasani will learn tzedik tzedik tirdei v'haloichach a Rebbe lebei sha'orim." So Rebbe was in Bei Sha'orim, not in Tzipoiri. So Gemara says, "Rebbe bebei sha'orim aver. Rebbe taka lived in Bei sha'orim. Elokiven the cholash, but when he got weak, am to you le Tzipoiri." So they brought him to Tzipoiri, the midlaye ubosim aviram. That it's a tall place, it's in the mountains, and it's good luft there, it's good avir, the air is fresh over there, so they brought him to Tzipoiri, but as we had later, that day they brought him back to Kfura was, where he lived the whole time in Beis Sha'orim. What does Rashi say? the midlay, the minimisach Megillah Lamnikash Matsipiri, Sheshevis Baray Shahor Ketziper. Ahu Yoime de Noch Navshe de Rebbe Gozru Rabbonon Tainise. There were Gozer Tainis, Ubo Rachmi, and they were Moire Rachmei Shemaide Umespalo, Vitech Tainis. Ba'omri, kol man do man noch nafshi de Rebbe yidoke bechorif. Whoever will say that Rebbe was niftes, yidoke bechorif. Slika amse de Rebbe leigre. Now the amse de Rebbe went to the roof. Omro el yoinim mevakshim es Rebbe. Petachtoinim mevakshim es Rebbe. Yirotzain she yachayfu tachtoinim es al yoinim. That the Tachtoinim should be machia, that they should, the Rebbe should remain on this world. Given the Chazoi kamazimnen the Isle of Beisakisei, Becholat Zvillen, the Monach Lu, Kometztair, she saw this was a life of Tzar, what Rebbe is going through. Omro Yirotzen Shiyachoifu O Yoinim Esa Tachtoinim. That the Elyonim, the Malochim, who want Rebbe Lamaila, they should be Machia. That means, in other words, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh should be Nifta. V'le'avishoski Rabbonim milami v'rachmi. It seems Hoyehi Rotzen was on the sky in both ways. And they were mispalu. And nothing was happening. Shokla kuzo, so she took a pitcher. Shodya meigra la'are, and she threw this pitcher from the roof of the building to the ground. Ishtiku merachmi, so it made a big zetz, and they all kept quiet. V'noch navshei de Rebbe. In that minute, when they stopped being mispalo, so Rabbeinu HaKadosh was nifter. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, the midlay, the minim seches megillah, Loma nikrosh motzi peiri sheyeshevis parei shahor ketziper. The ol kamezimni lebeisakise, the choyle ma'ayim havalei. V'cholatz tfilin umonachlu v'kometzayer lachloi tzuloniach. What does Taisha say? Umonach tfilin v'afal gav shechoyle ma'ayim pturim in atfilin. Fisha ein yechoilum li zoyer heitev, avo rebi hoyemane gats me bikdushe yoyser midai. Voye yedeya heitev li zoyer. Others say that's pshat mishemes rebi bot la kedushe, that means till now they weren't malgished his gewaldike koyach hakedushe. But mishemes rebi, they saw his zehiris and the kedushe's tvilin, so then they realize his gewaldike kedusha, that's Mishemeis Rebbe, but lo kedusha.